It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. What our guest doesn't know is that we've had the recording going all along here because we've been having some fun leaning into this. At-large counselor for the city of Marshalltown, Gary Thompson, with a return visit. Yeah, Gary visited with us a couple of weeks ago and was talking about the victories and the little victories in Marshalltown. And we ran out of time and he wanted to come back, so we said, sure. So welcome back. What do you got on your mind today?
Well, it's funny you say that about the recording running, because we were having a good chat here. The three of us were sitting here having a good time, and I will pay money to burn that tape. So, but no,
we'll put it out to auction.
Yeah,
first.
Thanks for having me back. Hey, I do want to continue the little victories, because you know we talked about this last time that we don't do enough to support the little things, and you know, especially downtown. So I'm just going to start on the south side of Main Street from 3rd Avenue and work my way back to the west, little victories downtown, and then talk about some other little victories. But one thing that I thought about just since the last meeting is, you know, when a new hospital gets built, that's going to release not only, you know, we all think of that, the land proper where the old hospital sits. It's going to open that up for development. But they own four satellite parking lots that will be opened up, because I got to believe whoever buys the what I call the proper land, you know, where McFarland is and the hospital is, they're not going to look at the four satellite parking lots. So that'll open those up for development. You know, so again, these are going to be little victories coming in the future. The little parking lot by Wolf Eye Clinic, the parking lot off of State Street that's in a residential area, you know, to the north of McFarland. And then the two that I'm most excited about are the two little lots that are on 3rd Avenue in Main, the one next to the Orpheum.
Right.
And then the one next to, is that Starless?
Starless.
Because those are going to be prime locations, especially when, you know, Highway 14 gets redone. You know, put those be high-profile lots that we can bring some more development downtown.
Well, and that's the kind of thing that if that scenario were to play out, that would help things like the empty lot where the funeral home used to be, just a couple of blocks down on 3rd Avenue, because that's kind of prime, but it's kind of sitting off by itself a little bit. And I'm thinking of that from a developer's point of view.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Ken, because I've started some conversations, and I'm not the only one. I mean, we're all out there talking to people. But I've started some conversations with some people that they have an interest in that lot. That they see that as a prime corner to feed the whole north side of downtown and support the downtown area. So
let's talk just a little bit about that area based on, you know, the grant that the EPA awarded to the city of Marshalltown yesterday for the brownfields. And, you know, and a large portion of the brownfields are probably going to be looked at. Now, again, this depends on the assessment, and I don't know, I don't have any advanced knowledge, but it's going to be that hospital property. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting, A, to see if there's any issues with that property, which is what the grant is all about. But I know a lot of folks, there have been a lot of ideas about what could you do with that property. And so it's going to be interesting to see how the wheels will turn on that from both a developer point of view and the city point of view as well, not to mention Unity Point Health by, you know, trying to sell that property.
Right. And I can't go into detail, but I know that there have been some serious interest in that, in the main part of the property. So, and you may know too from talking to some people. And it sounds promising and it sounds good, but again, it's at the infant stage of redevelopment. So,
and, you know, you don't count on anything until you get that signature, everybody's signature on the dotted line. Yeah. What else do you have for some victories?
Well, just moving down the street, to, like I said, you know, besides those two little lots is, you know, I don't think we say enough about, again, getting back to the little businesses, the mom and pop shops, you know, Eastgate Mall, you know, where David's and Sally's is there. You know, they created what I call the Italian villa in the back. You know, they kept the walls, and it's an open area in the back. I'm sure now that we're getting into post-COVID, there'll be some bands back there again, a little entertainment venue downtown. And then, you know, I don't know if people realize the Iowa Wholesale Building is back, and they're leasing again. And I know they've got some of the units leased. the little building moving across the street past the Barb Hagstrand's building, you know, the Kibbe building.
Mm-hmm.
There's Susie Sauer Trust owns that little building right between Kibbe and what would be the old dance studio, Dan Kester's building. There's some things in the works to the Susie Sauer Trust, I've been told, is looking at, you know, renovating the front of that building and renovating some things in there and getting that leased out as a retail space. And I think that will lend itself to a niche business that could feed off Tannen and could feed off, you know, Van Gogh's. Mm-hmm. And then moving down, I understand that Dan has got the first floor leased in his building. I can't say, you know, what it is yet, but I was told that there'll be some renovations going in
it's
down
just
there.
Just between you and me.
Yeah, right. Just in 10,000 people. And Kyle. Kyle can't keep a secret. So, but, you know, coming on down the street, you know, again, little victories. You know, the old commercial bank building, which is the annex for the courthouse.
Right.
You know, we're going to get that. That's almost, that'll be done this summer. And, you know, all this stuff drive. The reason I support these little victories, it drives traffic downtown. The more we have downtown, the more traffic, I mean, population, people coming, foot traffic, that'll support these little businesses. So,
and I know there's also some shuffle going on the north side of Main Street and part of that area, which is for another time. But, you know, the thing that feeds that, I think, is just the fact that there is some legitimate interest.
Yeah, and I think...
And it's something that we didn't really have, unfortunately, I don't think, pre-tornado.
Right. And what I see in the future is that everything will get filled. We'll get the empty lots filled. We'll get new development in there. And then we will see a natural progression where... When Main Street died, when retail died on Main Street, you know, and went to the malls and went elsewhere, you saw offices come from upstairs to storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of occupancy on Main Street, it's offices, it's not retail. But the true progression, the true future will be there will become such a demand for more retail as retail continues to rebound and grow, the niche businesses, and we've talked about that
right.
You know, it's not the old retail that we grew up with. But those offices then, they will realize they're sitting on some pretty healthy real estate on that first floor, and I think the offices will then migrate back off of Main Street, and then they'll become full retail again. That would be going full circle. Now, I don't know how many years away that is, but that's the progression of Main Street's getting rebuilt, their downtown shopping areas.
You know, I'm not trying to – this is not to pick on anybody or any building or any owner and all that, but there was the perception, again, pre-tornado, that there were folks who owned buildings downtown that really didn't see the benefit in some of the upkeep. And you know, there was deferred maintenance, which is a term I came to hate when I was at the mall. Because it was true. But are the folks who are still there, who kind of came out of these two natural disasters unscathed, do you think that will that is encouraging them at this point to hear all of this stuff going on?
I think so. And if you look, you know, there's little things going on. The owners downtown, they are, you know, they're painting, they're repairing. You know, Scott Carnahan, they just put all that money and, you know, to just... You know, they're cosmetic fixes that you don't even notice, you know, working on the roof, you know, some tuck pointing and things like that. Julie Miller's building, she's full now, you know, right next to Sports Plus. You know, Jeff Sims, you know, we talked about that with the Gilner's building. Matt Garber, they're finishing up the CGA building. You know, I think that old guard, with, you know, without going into detail like we talked about, it is transitioning out. You know, we're past the part of, you know, not repairing, the deferred maintenance stuff, not repairing. And just this council meeting Monday night, you were there, we decided, you know, to at least have another study done on the old Purple Cherry building.
Right.
Because the first report came back saying, well, only a third of it, you know, is really bad. There's a chance we could save the two-thirds of the first floor. And I'm all for that. We'll spend a little money, you know, spend a nickel if we can save, you know, that building proper, because that just puts us one step further instead of having to start from scratch with, you know, Greenfield, you know, another empty lot. So, again, little victories like that. If we can save that building and flip it, you know,
right,
and get
right.
another retail space downstairs. And I actually have somebody that I've been talking to that's interested in that building. And it, if it comes to fruition, it's going to be a great asset to downtown.
What about, you know, because I think when we started, you know, again, after the tornado, they started looking at re-looking at the downtown master plan, and they looked at this, and they got some great ideas here and there. What do you say to the people who say, well, you know, we can just get some of the buildings, you know, they'll just end up parks. Nobody's going to want to be in the downtown, and I think so far that thought process is being proved incorrect.
Oh, definitely. I can tell you there's a lot of interest in people coming downtown again. And again, I can't say too much, but I'm just telling you, there's a lot of people that want to see Main Street become a viable center of Marshalltown. You know, the courthouse gets done.
Mm-hmm.
The old fire station is now the election center.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of little things happening. A lot of little business owners that believe in downtown, and I'm telling people, even a couple of the lots that will stay. They won't be buildings, but I know there was a meeting this morning that somebody had about putting something in one of those lots that would be a game changer for downtown. So it's going to happen. You know, people just have to trust in the process. I guarantee you it's going to happen.
But, and I don't say this, it's not going to happen in 2022 or anything like that.
No,
I mean, you know, this is a long-term play, as it were.
And we talked about that my biggest problem on the city council, you know, a year and 5 months into my term, that government does not move fast. And I'm not a patient person, and it is frustrating. And you're at the meetings, you see the frustration on my face sometimes. No, but as realistic as I am, I'm also optimistic. This stuff's going to happen. There's a lot of movement behind the scenes, you know, and it takes time. This stuff is going to happen. It's going to work.
Got a little over a minute and a half left. You got any other little victories you want to make sure we get in before we run out of time again?
Well, quickly, we were joking a little bit earlier. At Monday night's council meeting, I tried to put forth a motion to utilize $268,000 that were taking out of the city coffers and sending, you know, exporting it out.
Mm-hmm.
And my fellow counselors looked at me like I was an alien. But yet when we get $300,000 yesterday in that Brownfield grant, you had Grassley's office represented, Ernst's office, Henson's office, big photo op. You were there. The rest of the press was there. So I guess I just needed to find 32 more thousand to make my idea viable. I guess 300,000 is the threshold. So, but yeah, it's all good.
It's all good, and it is good to see for folks that have been around a while. And you know, and again, really quickly, and this is just me, and I don't know, you may agree with me or not. The one thing that folks have to keep in mind is that it's never going to be the way it is, but it could be better.
Yeah. Exactly. We cannot continue to do things the way we used to. We need to move forward. And thanks for having me again, Ken.
Hey,
Kyle,
anytime.
Good to see you too, bud.
You too.
I tell you what, I was beginning to think that, you know, I never saw Gary and Kyle in the same room. I was getting a good suspicion. Gary Thompson, Counselor at Large with the City of Marshalltown, our guest today. Hey, have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend, and thanks for being with us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.